Dark City Geek Trading Admin Donum John Mossell, last name is MOSSELL, first name is GOHN, date of birth is 3/10/1974, date of visit is 1/23/13. This is a 38-year-old Caucasian male with a past medical history of intestinal disease, currently on hemodialysis, and multiple wounds due to calciphylaxis. CLCIPHYLAXIS. Patient has been known to me from his prior admission to this facility. He was transferred to LTAC LTSC for IV antibiotic therapy because he had MRSA in his wounds. Patient received IV antibiotics for almost a month. He was seen by infectious disease service as well. Patient has been taken off the antibiotic. He has been discharged back to this facility. Patient continues to have multiple wounds on his upper limbs. He wants to be seen at a wound center in Goshen, Indiana, as he has been seen over there before. Patient has chronic pain syndrome. Pain is under control. Denied significant shortness of breath. Past medical history, he has systolic CHF with ejection fraction of around 20%, diabetic peripheral neuropathy in medical non-compliance, allergies, strawberries, medication listed in the chart, reviewed by me, physical exam at the time of exam. He's sitting in a wheelchair quietly. Temperature is 96.6, pulse 66, respiration 16, blood pressure 64/35. However, this is a wrist blood pressure and probably not very accurate. Biopsy is 98% on room air. Lungs have decreased pressure on at bases, no crackle, heart as well as to pulse rods. Regular abdomen, soft, non-tender, extremity, yes. Right above knee and left below knee amputation. Currently, there are no new labs available. Assessment plan number one, multiple ischemic wounds and upper extremities. Patient just finished IV antibiotic therapy. We'll refer him to the wound center in Goshen per his request. Next number, chronic pain syndrome control, continue current pain medicine. Next number, systolic CHF compensated. Next number, intestinal disease, continued dialysis. Overall poor prognosis because of his non-compliance and multiple comorbidities. End of discussion. Thank you.